all over the table.
Yeah.
You know, cracker crumbs all over the table. You know, bits and pieces of lettuce all around the table. They were the nastiest bunch of people. And they didn't tip anything. They just kept the waitresses running back and forth. I was over at Dunstan's out on Harry Hines.
Oh, yeah.
They got a rough crowd of people in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, but they, those people were really gross. So I said, you know, I just don't understand why people like this would even come. You know, when they walk in a place, it seems like the decor would rub off on them. You know, the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know.
Usually it does for
most people. But you got something coming. I don't know where these people come from. But it takes all kinds.
I'll tell you, they got steak and ale too.
Yeah.
Hey, I was supposed to ask you about farm stuff.
Yeah, we did. We talk about it in farm stuff last week.
Yeah, we talked about some.
Didn't it seem last week? It was Monday.
It seems like
a week. Yeah, sure does.
Okay, farm. So we talked about farm animals, as I remember last.
Some places they can't get two crops of cotton. But harvest season for cotton in West Texas is usually starts in October. After the harvest of the cotton, October, November, and say early December before the first cold spell sets in, all of it should be gone by then. So you have about a 3-month ginning period for cotton.
Remember that white stuff in the air?
Yeah, that lint from the cotton gins. All over the place.
Yeah.
And Odong, as small as the town was, I remember that as so much cotton during cotton season that they had 8 gins going 24 hours.
Wow.
That meant there were a lot of migrant workers that came in, blacks, browns, all over the state. I remember people used to come from Dallas, Fort Worth, all in this area, to go to West Texas, harvest cotton. People just get truckloads.
Where did they live?
Well, usually on the farms, if there was a large farm, they had like what I call tenement rows, you know, and people were just stacked and packed in migrant work shacks. Very few people had enough money to say, and there were no such thing as hotels and motels. You know, like, you know, Holiday Inns and all that business.
You know,
you had, there was one hotel in O'Donnell, and there was a resident hotel where most of the people stayed in the hotel lived in O'Donnell.
Yeah.
And they served, I remember that place, they served meals there, you know, like you get room and board. And it was always full during the cotton picking season. Well, after December, January, February, maybe in March, they started plying the fields under. You know, start for planting. You know, I think they had to plant.